This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
12 minutes gone past 8 o'clock. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. It is a sunny day here in Port Harcourt, at least where we are in Rumosi, broadcasting live. My name is Eno Ugbevire. And we heard that the driver and those that were taken by kidnappers about 12 days ago have been released. We spoke to him. And I'm going to share that audio with us this morning. And I'm going to get your thoughts on it. Several things he said, I'm going to get your thoughts on it. All right, here he comes.
I'm not for Cuba, so it's Goma, plus he is passenger. So immediately after Israel, that's the place upon Israel, former army chief point there. I'm pretty sure that there's a chief in a point there because they want to come in, you know. So I don't know that this high criminal time is beside the chief. So I was going gradually according to how they look. It's the next night, that people are responding with fire. Goma, chief point that day. So that is why I'm looking for a match play. They now play that person. Carry on and enter play. We are all together 80 numbers. They carry about 7 of us. So today we 7 of us and enter push. 3 later, escape from them. They carry 4 of us. We spend 1 week in the bush with them. Before they now, one day they push us out and release that 4 of us. Of course, the other roadside of the UK is so they call it the shoot or something like that. That is why they release us. You see me within my body with 20 wounds and wounded shawl. So I said, I don't have 1 hour. That's why I peace, but there's nobody pay money there and then I stop. We are living in the same bush. Anywhere we're going to push, push. No house, no cell.
A few things there. First of all, the Kalabari Road is bad. The road that takes you from the Abakiri side to, you know, that Bogoma side. Yeah. So he said there was some chippings put there perhaps to start to do something on the road. Was around there that, you know, the boys came out to start shooting and then he had to step on the brakes and they were taking. Now, we didn't get the genders of those that were in that vehicle on that day. For 7 days, they were moving from point A to point B in the bushes. Nobody came there to try to rescue them, according to him. He also did not see any ransom being paid. And then they apologized to them and said, you're not the people we're looking for. We're looking for well-fed, pot-bellied guys or, I don't know, people to pick. Perhaps that means money to them. But I started to wonder, 7 days, you're moving from point A to point B. You apologize to these people. So why were you still keeping them if you found that they had nothing that would enrich you or give you some money or maybe means of livelihood? I don't know. And then after the long walk, so apparently they must have been beaten because the man says his body was full of, you know. After a long walk, they walked to the East-West Road area and they let them go. And then he said that they're among those that were polluting the environment, engaging in environmental criminality, stealing crude, cooking crude, and polluting the environment in the course of doing that. So it's not just the air pollution, also the land pollution, because once the product gets onto the ground, then something goes wrong with the vegetation. And since the government has said they should stop and it provide jobs, they thought to resume this other kind of crime. So if they said they're looking for certain kinds of people and they have released these people, I mean, I was listening to that, you know, and I was asking myself, the trauma that this driver would go through having to drive on that route again. And I think of the trauma that everyone who's ever been kidnapped goes through, and some of them that have not quite healed, even though it's been maybe a year or two or three or four, or even five. And the trauma the family of those people had to go through, not knowing where they were. Zero eight one seven nine two three triple zero two. Are the numbers to call. I'd like to get your thoughts on this incident. They have been released. Good news, yes. But does that change anything? Does that prevent anything from happening in the future? On Facebook, we're live at Nigerian for PH, on Twitter at Nigerian for PH as well. Good morning.
Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Fayana Bora.
Okay.
First thing first, hello. Thank God for these guys that are back. Glory be to God Almighty as far as I'm concerned. But aside from that, the statement from the driver. I don't even get it. These guys, according to some persons, that there's no fight against Bofire. But the people that kidnapped them are now telling them that it was because of the fight against Bofire. I don't get this whole thing. I don't know if they are joking or they are serious, because most times people tell you there's no fight against this very Bofire. And now you that kidnapped is telling us that it was because of the war against Bofire. Somebody should please just tell me what is going on. But aside from that, if at all it is because of that fight, the government of the day, whether local, state, federal, they should all put their heads together to see how they will assist these youths. But that is not a guarantee for you to go and kidnap other persons, because so many youths out there, they don't have jobs, but they are helping themselves with good and legit jobs. And then your home is to go and kidnap your family well-being, and you'll be telling us that it is because of even the Bofire. It is criminal for you to go and take what belongs to the state, which is the federal. You don't have that right. And you stole from the federal, and now you're telling us it is because of Bofire law. They should stop this nonsense that they are doing. Then in terms of whether it will end, it will not end. I guarantee you, it will only calm down somehow. But in terms of nowhere in the world, whether America, anywhere, crime will never end. Crime will never cease. But you can reduce it. Thank you.
Well, I wasn't talking about crime. I was talking about resumption of kidnapping. So the oil it belongs to us, the Nigerian people. It's not the federal. Because if it's in your neighborhood, like it is here, and the environment is being polluted because people are cooking, then we are the ones suffering the suit. It's not the federal, as you put it. It is the people that live here, or that live in those areas, that are affected. We are Nigerian.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Yes. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
You're on.
My name is Gift Pauline. I'm calling from Port Harcourt. Number one, I know, the boys should not say because they stopped Bofire. Because the Bofire is there in their own pocket while people are dying. And two, if that road is fixed, you know, I don't think people will come out. It will be, kidnapping will not be like this. You know, when you have all those potholes, when you drive, you come down, that it's just like in Sass Road, where the police have turned the back part of the road to their collecting point. So that's how the thing is. The government of the day has to fix that road. If they fix that road, you will not hear this issue because nobody will come out and quickly stand to on an express to stop the moving vehicle. If not, people, and they keep on saying their security in that road, the MOH chairman and other people, they are not doing anything. They just come on radio every day to deceive the River State people. They should please do something. But they want it to reach them before they will start doing something. So that's my take. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling. But you also remember that when that axis on the East-West Road axis now, because this one didn't happen on the East-West Road, it happened on the Ogbakiri Buguma, you know, that connect. When even it was happening on the East-West Road, the road was properly done the way it is now, so the road wasn't bad. But this other road, it is a terrible sight. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Nano.
You're on.
Yes. I want to also remind you that on the East-West Road, you have from Emoha to Elele, you have about 16 shekels at that time. So the slowing down by the police, and many a time some of the kidnapped victims, when they come out, they'll tell you, look, that they are seeing the police checkpoint from where they were taken. So before you begin to accelerate from that stop and everything, those guys can just come in and do whatever they want to do. I think the best remedy to that back to the Calabari Road is to fix that road. And the second is that the chairman, they met like four times. They were moving from one local government to another. The first was in Akukuta Road. The next one was in Emoha. Another one was in Tegema. And they all assured us that they are setting up a joint security team to make sure these boys patrol the road. And they said they will buy Sienna bus and all those ones for the boys. That is not done. Again, on the MOA side, Alanti was even building how would I call it now, a secretariat or office for the security that is inside the tree and about to set up. Up to today, we've not seen them. Even based on the case in Obele that we had allegedly, that is trying to even contact the original Ospark from Onega to come work with some boys around so that they smoke out those boys that are killing people in Obele. So you see that the sincerity of purpose between these four chairmen is not there on that road. If they were there, all they would have done is to get like two teams that will be patrolling that area. I don't think that will happen. So they need to fix the road, and they also need to set up the security stop. Will be assisted by the police to do the job. Don't also forget that the rate of crime on that road is very high, very, very high. You can remember last time that they even killed some army officers on one of the streets. But it shows you the level of crime and the weapon on that route. So as far as I'm concerned, they need to do more to make sure people are safe where they are going home. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're on.
Yes, my name is Akant. I'm calling from Borogun. And if I could remember vividly, issue like that had happened on East West Road, Ogoni Axis, and down to Akwa Ibom State. You know, if you have visited that aspect of East West Road in recent time, you will see the vigor and the cooperation between the Akwa Ibom mine and people of Ogoni to ensure that they put so much security on that aspect of the road. I think the complaint about insecurity on that East-West Road has never been reported in the media in recent time. So I want the people of Emoa and the Calabari Axis, people living in that place, to come out in mass to ensure they put themselves together. They know those guys that are doing those things. They are their guys. And they have intelligent gathering about those who have perpetrated those heinous crimes. So to me, I want to urge them to come out, all out, put together. I know some time ago, the chairman of our local government at Chidinoy and the chairman of Kukutori and Sotura had a meeting to make a security on that aspect of the road. I don't know how far they have gone about that meeting or how to hold the meeting and each meet by return to the house. I want to beseech them to come all out again to ensure that they put security, mild security, on that road. And again, I want to support what James said, that aspect of that road, I visited that place recently. That aspect of that road from Uniport after the Uniport to Emoha, that road is in bad shape. So let them fix that road and ensure that those boys should be won at the date of Ogoni, at the Ogoni, Israel. So that's my submission this month.
So the road that is bad is not the East-West Road side of it. The East-West Road is okay. It's when you do the detour and get into Ogbakiri and get off that road onto the one that has the bridge. That's where it's bad. Samuel says, this is exactly the same kind of people you see in the northern part that we call bandits. They're kind of Robin Hood people. We are not blaming President Buhari now. Samuel, send that in from Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, you're on.
Yeah, and this is a different man.
Okay.
You see, the issue of insecurity on that road has been a very big problem. And I don't know, our country, our politicians seems to take to be indifferent and nonchalant about security issues until it gets out of hand. If the problem there is not just a problem that should be handled by the local government, I think the state needs to weigh in and handle that situation there. And I believe that if they take it seriously, it will end. The issue on the Ogoni Akwa Ibom Road used to be very, very serious. You know, it used to be a road that you cannot travel without praying very seriously.
Mm.
Recently, I applied that road while I was going to the village, and it was calm. Why? Because there is security on that road. So they need to step up security, because I believe that why this thing will be on the rise, whether we believe it or not, is because of the clampdown on illegal refining in River State. Some of these guys will resort to this crime. I'm not saying that it's right, but it's a natural thing that definitely must come up. So the government, the state government needs to step in. At least there should be security checkpoints on that road to curb insecurity, because it's becoming alarming. That road is so lonely, and it does not need to be like that. There needs to be security men from the state government need to wade into the situation.
Right.
They should not leave it into the hands of the local government. They cannot be. They don't have the resources. Please. Yes, Chief Lloyd has been trying, at least. He has been talking on radio, and also he has been trying. The other three local government chairmen, I don't think they have done as much as Chief Lloyd has done. But aside that, the state government needs to wade into that situation before it gets out of hand. You don't need people to be kidnapped again. You don't need people to be killed again. It's a place I grew up in, Calabari, and I know how that area is. Please, the state government needs to wade in. Thank you.
Thank you for calling a commercial, and we keep talking. We're Nigerian for Port Harcourt. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Thank you for staying tuned to the Rangers' biggest conversation. My name is Enoch Baviri, and we're listening to the account of the driver whose car was attacked and kidnappers took him and the passengers roughly about 2 weeks ago. He spoke to our correspondent, and here it is.
That road structure by going to Uma, plus eight passengers. So immediately after incident, that's the place upon incident, former army chief point there. Immediately after that, there's a shooting, a bomb there, because they want to amend the road. So I don't know that this high criminal time is beside the chief. So I was going gradually according to how the road is the next night. I apologize, people are responding with fire. Uma! So that is why I look on the match play. They now play that bus. Carry us and enter Bush. We are all together 80 numbers. They carry about 7 of us. So they tell him 7 of us and enter Bush. 3 later, escape from them. They carry 4 of us. We spend 1 week in the bush with them before they now and then push us out and leave. That's 4 of us. Of course, the other road side of the hook is used to the body, the shoot, or something like that. That's why they need us. You see me, you see my body with 20 wounds and wounded jaw. So I don't have one hand. That's why I peace, but there's nobody pay money there and then I stop. I mean, we are living in the same bush. Anywhere we could have bush, no house, no service, bush. They will just lie like robots, tell them for grab, we will sleep there. There's no house, only that bush, we live in bush. When it's on midnight, we start taking to another camp, we sleep there for 2 days. So I think we'll take again to another camp, just like that. And you get to his first road the final day, then they need us. There was no effort. The next day I saw is when I come out, I hear the police.
Sound familiar to some people, but it doesn't make it right, whether today, yesterday, or sometime in the future. Christy writes in on WhatsApp, listen to the man's ordeal. It tells us that the government at all levels and the police are aware of the kidnapping activities that go on. These boys moved from location to another for more than 7 days. The police are telling us that they could have tracked these boys if they wanted to. May God help us. And now you see how we in this part of the country... how we are in this part of the country. Nobody's calling for the army chief to resign now. When exactly the same thing happened in the north, people here will be saying, bomb should be dropped in the forest. I'd laugh. Okay, that's on WhatsApp. On Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH as well. Someone is happy about the development. So this is the driver. We're yet to even... you know, connect with the other people that we're also taking as well. I'll take some calls. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, you're on.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I traveled that road on Sunday and on Monday. You can only find security from that East-West Junction down to Tema Junction. From East-West Junction to Shuba, you have about 6 checkpoints of police chasing profile. But from that East-West Junction to Tema Junction in the Calabar Axis, you can only find army men at Tema Junction. After that, from Tema Junction to Abunima, there are two police checkpoints. All that they are after is profile, where they will collect 500, 300 naira. That is what they do. From that East West Junction down to Tema Junction, there is no one single security. But from that East West Junction to Shuba, there are about 6 searching for Kobo there. So the security people too, they are not serious. They are not helping matters. They are the causes of all this problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello. For calling. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Madam Eno. My name is Mixer Smith. I'm calling from Port Harcourt. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, Miss. Go on.
Yes. I want to say that the report or account of what the driver has given is one that we need to critically look into and analyze very well. Yes, you can see that from his account, there was no effort, but then they were released by the effort or by the what we used to call luck. I have always said that we don't fight insecurity or criminality by just wake up in the morning and begin to fight them. There must be a laid down plan that if this happens, we go to this. What I'm trying to say in essence is nobody is supporting the illegal bunkering and the fight that has been going on across River State. But you can also agree with me that that fight had reduced. And the people that were affected, the illegal operators that were affected, have beginning to fight back. And you can also see that for 7 days, there has been no drones that has flew round about that area. I personally can fly a drone round about that area to scan and take whatever is happening. So what I'm trying to say in essence is our government should try and help us. People could call to blame whomever they want to blame, but if you have ever been a victim of kidnapping, I tell you, you will know exactly what those guys had passed through. So we should try, the government should try to help us to comb those areas, to make, see how we can put health together strategically, stop these things. The fight against the illegal refinery is good, yes, but then what are the measures that you bring together to help these people? In criminology, that is what we call strength theory. Whether we believe it or not, strength theory is there. When people are frustrated, when people are being cut off from one or two things they do, they fall into crime. Yes, we have youths that are doing well, that are putting things together to see how they can make ends meet. Yes, it's there. But we shouldn't also remove the fact that there are also people that one or two things have affected across board of the economy of the country, and they have fallen into what we call strength theory. So these are things that our government needs to put in place so that they can help stop this thing, because the election is coming, kidnapping is increasing. God will help us. Thank you.
On Facebook, we have Kingsley saying, like I said before, the Nigeria police should free those unlawfully arrested in connection with the kidnapping that took place along the Kalabari Road. The persons are innocent. The police invaded a burial in Odoha, Emohua, and arrested innocent citizens for what they knew nothing about. And these guys have been suffering in the police cell since Saturday till now. They should please release them, allow them to reunite with their families. They should go after the culprits and leave the people they arrested during the burial of their late brother. That's on Facebook. Let's see. Who sent in that? Kingsley. All right. Good morning.
Yeah. Hello, good morning. Caption.
All right.
My name is Caption.
Caption, we can hear you.
I believe that there is no amount of blackmail that will justify the action of these criminals. I thought they are making a lot of money via this bunkering. How come that just now they have been stopped from doing such illegal business now, they are now broke, chasing ordinary citizens that are going about doing their normal business? If they feel that business is lucrative, how come that just now police should not even succumb to such blackmail? Go after them. Bunkering is criminality to the highest order. Whatever they claim, whether they have job, people should stop justifying act of criminality to lack of job. It can result to criminality being given justification. Imagine 13 persons in a bush for 7 days claiming that they are not the kind of people that you're looking for. Then why don't you release them 1 or 2 days? Why don't you release these guys are criminal to the bum marrow? They should stop doing all these things. Government should set up, police should do their work. Make sure that they do not allow these guys to operate. They cannot operate bunkering in River State. Neither will they resort to criminality of kidnapping anybody in this state. Police should please, the local government chairman that is involved, should make sure they secure that area. Stop them from even operating. For the people, don't go and look for job. Other youth are looking for job to do. Let them go and look for legitimate job to do, please. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Captain, for calling. A message from Austin here reads, good morning. You know, most times we contribute to these vicious circles. We criticize many security checkpoints by drivers and passengers themselves. Many of them don't even want these checkpoints because everyone is in a hurry. We have to help ourselves to encourage security personnel to do more for our safety. Paying 100 naira at checkpoints should not be an excuse why we don't want checkpoints at flashpoints. So let all of us contribute to keep all of us safe. Austin, we cannot use a wrong to right a wrong. If you have a checkpoint, what I know a checkpoint is, they will check the vehicle, perhaps check the boots. But you stretch your hand, you collect 100 naira, and you think that is okay, then that's part of the problem. People don't want checkpoints because they're not checking anything. They're just extorting. So they're extortion points, they're not checkpoints. It's different. Good morning. Hello? Where are you in for? Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, and
you're on.
I'm Mr. Emmanuel calling from Port Harcourt.
Okay.
What the last caller just made is the right thing. We should not be justifying criminalities with not getting a job. If people really, okay, if they made money out of that thing, they can invest that money into other good business, other legal businesses. It does not mean that because they lost, they deprive them of a criminal act, they go into another criminality. It is not done anywhere. We should stop justifying it. We should stop putting blames on government, not doing this, government not doing that. There are other people that are all existing without doing criminal things. So my submission this morning is that we should stop that justification. Justifying people that are doing criminal things, cause the government stop criminal things, keep killing generations with no fire. We don't know how many generations that this thing is affecting. So that is my submission. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Exchanging one criminal activity for another. No excuse. Good morning.
My name is Zeta from Malo.
All right.
Issue of a checking point by our police officers or security men. You know, if they are doing something that is okay with us, nobody will complain. As it starts now, whenever you are traveling or whenever you are moving on the road, if you see checking points, without you bring your money out, give them left hand, they will stop you and pack you, start. If they did not say anything, they will collect your name, paper, your faithful answers, to find one way or the other to say that you have an issue with your car. Instead, you know, when you know give them the 100 naira, they have taken it as a bad trade. Because see, it's bad from the beginning. This money started with 20 naira. From 20 naira to 40 naira. From 40 naira to 50, now we are paying 100 naira. With the day internship here, it's the same thing we are passing through. We can't legalize illegality. We are legalizing legality in this country. And that is because of no discipline. If you know that someone is not clean, why will you collect money from the person? And I'm appealing to whoever may consign, go to police station, go and see what is happening. If you eventually arrest your person, either wrong way or in polite way, before that person come out from police custody, you must pay the money. And then they wrote it boldly in a police station that bail is free. Whenever you pay the money finish, there will be one fund to fee that you did not pay any fishing. Where are we heading to? We are legalizing legalities in the country.
All right, thank you for calling. Good morning. Let's see who's on Twitter at Nigerian Food PH. Messages on WhatsApp as well. Let's see. Okay. William says the four local government area chairmen housing that road should synergize with state and federal government to fix the Emohua Kalabari Road and position those fierce looking soldiers to patrol the stretch of the road. Kunle from Eneka is asking, what is the job of the police who erected checkpoints all through the stretch of the East West Road? They're only busy collecting money at the checkpoint. I hope they're not complicit. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, the very distinguished once again.
Good morning.
I remain them for caring. The very distinguished one. If we must tell ourselves the truth at this point in time, inasmuch as we cannot also use illegality to legalize illegality, but the truth must be told. The security agencies that are mounting security checking points on those roads, what are they doing? What is their sole responsibility? You have had to change the law on several occasions on your station, coming to tell us how they have mopped up security and how they have trained personnel to make sure that there is security is up and doing within that axis of that road. But what do we say at the end of the day? Where were the security agencies? Where the robots was hijacked? We all know that most of those bushes that have not have road. There must be a route, there must be a point that we get to before they take to the hands of those, adoptees. They will take. What are the security agencies doing there? We must not say, will they continue to collect money? Then you collect money with a book that is being hijacked. How will you know? How will you take them? When the security man will demand for a bottle of drink beside the driver's seat, when the security man will give you 1,000 naira, he begins to tell you the chairman, he doesn't know the kind of chairman you are. We must say the truth. We need to push up. We need to cover up that lacuna. We need to cover up that space. The security agencies, all the local government chairman, they must stand up to their feet and do the needful. It's very much important. They took an oath to protect our house and property. They promised to farm on an earth. They promised to provide jobs. They promised election is around the corner. Somebody come and promise us jobs. Somebody come and promise us that they'll give us free admission. At the end of the demand, they assume power, they will tell us it's not our responsibility. Who is to bear? Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. Good morning.
Hello, good morning. Yes, my name is Solution, and I'm calling you from Rumo Lumini.
Okay.
Now, you know, since this incident, that anti-kidnapping unit, that junction there. But since that time, they are now three police checkpoints. And only people I know they are doing their job are the anti-kidnapping unit. Because I passed there yesterday. Once I got to that anti-kidnapping unit, they will just look you, if they suspect you, they will take back. But they did not suspect you. They are not expecting anybody. But after that anti-kidnapping, the next police checkpoint with white police van. Not people, they saw one taxi driver carrying through. You know, this follows through in the front and at the back. One with AK 47. The man refused. I don't know if he refused to give them what they're now. He refused. They were pushing him and was signaling the next policeman on the front that he should stop that man. That man now holds his gun. I was announced that Mike and I live on an ordinary taxi driver. Man, I go back to the apart from that, I saw the other one depart, and when they were taking that one paper, I believe that makes them up. Yeah, they just put the threat in my mind. This taxi driver, they are playing that fruit. You know, in this taxi driver, this guy, he runs morning and night. Why is he stopping that man? Because the threat was also, that's what the training they gave you. There's a kind of knocking up at the, you know, the way they operate. You ain't see them, you say, man, drop your foot. That's what concentrating on taxi driver. See, by the time the police people left, this taxi driver are concentrated on their work. You will see most of these things will let. I beg when they kidnap people, if you get to that police point, give them 100 naira, you pass. So I beg the authority, let them go to that place and investigate what I just told them, and they will see other three police reports. Most of them are stopping money.
Thank you for calling. John says, from the account of the kidnapped victim, the level of poverty and unemployment is really ravaging Rivers State. Governor Wike has abandoned governance in the state. He's planning to export poverty to the national level. Well, several things have come out from the conversation. First of all, the local government chairman who are around there, four of them, they need to do something to prevent. I like the prevention part, because once that's done, then there's less work for the police to do. Intelligence gathering, once that is working, then, you know, we don't have to use the bullets, perhaps. And, I mean, people have to travel. You can't take that away from them. Then the matter of the police at the checkpoint, leaving, well, what should be a checkpoint, making it an extortion point, also begs a question. That needs to be fixed. CP, sir, your boys, part of the problem. They've been called out this morning. And the issue of unemployment, yes. I mean, there's unemployment across the land, across the states. But why do we want to use a crime to fix that? Criminal activities as an excuse, and saying that because they stopped you from stealing and cooking oil, you want to now start stealing people and extorting money in the guise of ransom. A lot needs to be done, and we need to do it urgently. The election's around the corner. We know how these things go. My name is Enoh Gbevire. Thank you for your time. Good morning.